A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate, for the noble confession to keep the commandment without stain or reproach, until the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in an unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Now that the Lord is God, he made us. His we are, his people, the flock he tends. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For he is good, the Lord, whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell in the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that they may look but not see and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard, but as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart and bear fruit through perseverance. Verbum Domini. I have great news this morning that many of the events that happen in the world and the choices of leaders of various countries give us pause and deep concern and grief. Even though that we live in this world where there are leaders who sometimes will make very bad choices, even oppress us who are believers in Christ, that there is, over all of this, God in his Christ, who, as St. Paul says, is the King, capital K, of kings, who is the Lord, capital L, of lords. And how he said in today's first reading, the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy, that he has immortality. He has eternal power. And this is what our martyrs today bear witness to, a remarkable story, that whatever may happen in the world, whatever may come down upon us in this world, the martyrs testify to this truth of what St. Paul said, that there is the one who is King of kings, who is Lord of lords, who is immortal, who has eternal power. And this is why we see in the gospel, the people from one town after another were journeying to Jesus. They were journeying to Jesus. Are you journeying to Jesus? You must be, if you're here this morning, if you're attending a weekday mass, you're not obliged. Even if you're striving to live your Catholic faith, you're not obliged to be here. You could switch your channel to some other channel. There might be some other entertainment that might be more entertaining than what I have to say, or the mass that's being offered in the world's eyes. But apparently, you all are journeying to Jesus. And what does St. Luke say? He spoke. He spoke. So he is the one who has this word of life, the seed that is the word. You know, I've been traveling a good bit, and one of the blessings was, of course, being at the canonization of these two young saints, St. Pier Giorgio Frassati and St. Carlo Acutis, and just the excitement. And one person who had watched it said, "The Pope seemed so happy." And indeed he did, Pope Leo did. And he did something wonderful. He came out before the Mass was celebrated just to greet us, to welcome us for this joyful celebration, to greet as he did. He says, "So many of you ragazzi, you young people who have come here for this celebration, see, the faith is alive." But also then to be at our international affiliate meeting. So you may know or may not know that EWTN has many affiliate offices throughout the world. I've met some of them briefly when they've come here, but it was wonderful to spend a few days with them to get to know the challenges that they face in different parts of the world, whether it's in Africa, the Philippines, whether it's in Germany and their own challenges that they face there, Norway, Croatia, Latvia, all of these just for different countries where we have people who are helping and wanting to broadcast that seed. You see, that's what transmitting is, really. It's broadcasting that seed. I've mentioned before, growing up on the farm in Iowa, my dad had this old piece of equipment he would sometimes use to spread alfalfa seeds, and it was this gravity box that went down to this fan on the bottom, and it was tied to the gears of the wheels so that when the wheels went forward, the fan blade turned, and the gravity would bring the seed, and it would just broadcast it, you know. And so that's really what we are doing in transmitting now all over the world with the help of co-workers whom God has called to help bring the gospel of our Lord, the seed that is his word, so that others might journey toward him, that other might come to know him, who is the King of Kings, who is the Lord of Lords, who is immortal, who has eternal power. This is the beauty of our, this is great news. And perhaps we don't reflect on it often enough. And often St. Paul, at the conclusion of a particular topic, as he does today, he ends in this doxology of praise, just praising God, talking about the consummation, at the end of God's plan, it's all going to be realized. And that we have this hope that Andrew Kim and Paul and all of these martyrs, or 103 martyrs in Korea, they bore witness to so profoundly. You know, Pope John Paul II, the canonization of these young men I mentioned took place in Rome, as most canonizations do, but he wanted to do something different because he knew that many from the East would not be able to travel to Rome. And so he wanted to do the canonization of Andrew Kim and their companions in Seoul, Korea. And this was on May 6, 1984. And in that address, he talks about there's a unique history in Korea, unique to all the other ways in which the faith has come to others. And what's unique about it is that it was brought to Korea by lay people. It was a scholar who had gone to Peking, China. At that time, the faith was present there, and still is, of course, but it was more openly accepted. He goes to Peking, he learns about Christianity, he's baptized, he brings books back. And for 12 years, they're learning, they're studying the Christian faith, they're baptizing, but they have no priest. And finally, when a priest arrives, he finds 4,000 Christians. Imagine, that's the effect you lay people can have on others, that you're able to reach places that priests or missionaries don't reach, or EWTN broadcasts that people don't come across. But you have daily encounters, one-on-one. 4,000 greeted that priest. And today there's over 1.5 million Catholics there. That's where the next World Youth Day is going to be taking place. So a remarkable history. And tonight, EWTN is going to debut a film on Andrew Kim and his companions. I've seen the trailer for it. Haven't seen the whole film, but the trailer shows that it's really a high-quality production that was produced by Korean producers. And I actually like when you have the native language with subtitles. I think it makes it more real, if you will. And it tells the story of Andrew Kim, the challenges that he faced just to be trained as a priest, And how he said when this priest first suggested to him that he could be a seminarian, he could be a priest, this fire just burned in his heart. This is what God wanted of him. And he had to go to be trained outside of Korea, and he had to make his way in secretly and so on, eventually being found out and martyred. And so just a remarkable testimony to faith. You know, when Pope John Paul had the canonization in Seoul, he gave a witness, he talked about that unique beginnings of the faith in Korea. And he talked, they were from 13 years old to 72. These men and women, most of them lay people, but among them also bishops and priests who were martyrs. But most of them married, unmarried, single, lay people that spread the faith. So from 13-year-old Peter Yu to 72-year-old Mark Chung. And one of the stories that he recounted in his homily was of a 17-year-old girl. Her name was Agatha Yi. And she was told falsely, your parents have rejected the faith, that they have betrayed the faith. That wasn't true. But the authorities were trying to get her to say, well, if my parents have, then I should. Here was her response that Pope John Paul quoted. Whether my parents betrayed or not is their affair. As for us, we cannot betray the Lord of heaven, whom we have always served. And what did St. Paul say at the beginning of our reading today? God, who gives life to all things, including us. And then he speaks of the return of our Lord, the consummation of all things, that blessed and only ruler who will manifest at the proper time, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light. To him be honor and eternal power. Now, what did we say in today's psalm, Psalm 100? Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. That's what we're doing this morning. We're journeying to Jesus. We're coming with joy into the presence of the Lord. His we are, the flock he tends. He is good. His faithfulness to all generations. He's always faithful to us. Whatever we may have to go through in this life, there's one who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to whom we can never be separated from. And our closing prayer points to this and the conclusion of today's gospel. So we are to be that good soil. And how are we to be that good soil? The Lord tells us to be that rich soil. They are the ones who have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart, and bear fruit through perseverance, whatever may come. Those Korean martyrs bear witness to perseverance, whatever may come. And our prayer after communion will say this: nourished with the food of the valiant, as we celebrate the blessed martyrs, we humbly ask you, O Lord, that clinging faithfully to Christ, we may labor in the church for the salvation of all.